I recently hosted an interview with the president of Animation Resources, Stephen Wirth, about the different paths an artist can take in animation. The other day, Steve and I were talking about how a beginning animation artist can become practical and employable. We kept coming up with trade-offs, opposing forces that artists all have to balance. So let's talk about that a bit. Steve, are there any general rules to follow in animation?
Well, the primary rule that you don't necessarily know when you first start out, but you learn it over and over again throughout your career, is that the business won't change to suit you. You really need to find your place in it. And the way to do that is to look at the options and look at yourself and see where you fit in. There is no one-size-fits-all definition of what an animator is. There are different kinds of artists. So what you need to do is figure out who you are and where you fit within the animation business. There are two approaches that you can take. One is to work from a big studio, and the other one is to be an independent artist. A big studio artist is a team player. He's a specialist in a specific area. Works as part of a team to create large projects. He's part of the workflow. The job is generally organized for him by production people so that he can just focus on the work. There's a supervisor who directs what the artist works on. Now, an independent is different. An independent is self-motivated and self-directed. An independent artist wears a lot of hats, does everything themselves, freedom to create whatever they want. They have to be able to shift gears, though, because they're doing everything. So they have to be able to put out fires when things start going south. They need to be able to make sure that different parts of their production are all moving forward together. You can't just do one thing at a time as an independent. You have to be able to jump from fire to fire and keep everything going and moving forward. You really, as an independent, have to be self-directed. You can't be lazy and you can't put things off. Now, neither of these, big studio or independent, neither of these are better than the other. It's just two different ways of working. And an artist needs to figure out what best suits them.
That's interesting because I've now dabbled in both. I've been in the studio system for a few years now. Currently, I'm a storyboard artist at Warner Brothers, and I also currently run my own independent animation company. I really like working in the studio system, and I'm learning a lot from it, but I also have a lot of ideas and want to make my own films. I do know a lot of great artists who don't necessarily want to make their own films, but they enjoy working on other people's projects.
Yeah, and it's important to realize that just because you're working on someone else's project, it doesn't mean that you aren't creative. Again, at a studio, there are two kinds of artists, the creative supervisor and the craftsman. A supervisor are designers and directors. These are the people that oversee the style of a show. They train and supervise the crew so everyone pulls together in the same direction. Now, a supervisor gets pulled in many directions. They have a whole bunch of people that they need to be supervising. So they need to be able to shift gears quickly and they need to have many skills. Now, a craftsman is focused primarily on craftsmanship, adapting art to make it functional within the pipeline. They're allowed to focus on their own part of the production and become really good at that. They make their work so that it fits within all the other parts, the people before them in the pipeline and the people after them in the pipeline. They are allowed to specialize. They have specific skill sets. Again, neither of these is better, craftsman or a creative supervisor. It takes both kinds to put together a show. And these two types of artists work together really closely.
You can find our whole hour-long interview on the members-only page on our website, animationresources.org. If you're not already, I highly recommend becoming a member of Animation Resources. General membership is $85 a year or $60 a year for full-time students or educators. You can even get a 3-month membership for just $25. Our reference packs include ebooks on all kinds of subjects and still frameable videos of rare animation and live-action films specifically curated to help you become a better artist. Check it out at animationresources.org.